Today is a very special day here at Holy Trinity. We're very blessed to have the relics of a great saint in our midst, the relics of Saint Gianna. And right after communion, you'll hear some amazing true stories of miracles and cures and miraculous healings that God has worked through Saint Gianna's intercession. So you have a chance to come up as an individual or a family to actually touch the relics of Saint Gianna and ask for her intercession. The vestments I'm wearing today are very special vestments. These were brought down by the Saint Gianna Society, and these have pieces of her wedding dress sewn on the vestment itself. Even Saint Gianna always prayed that she would have a son who would become a priest. Even though that did not happen, her husband has allowed pieces of her wedding dress to be placed on this vestment, and it said that any priest who wears these vestments will be spiritually adopted by Saint Gianna and become a spiritual son of this great, heroic, pro-life witness. And today we have, of course, Respect Life Sunday. That's why we asked to have the relics come today to Holy Trinity, because Saint Gianna was such a pro-life saint. And today we recall the dignity of each and every human person from the moment of conception until natural death. We respect the dignity of every unborn child, the handicapped, the elderly, because all human life is precious. All human life is sacred. We are made in the image and likeness of God. When we think of what's been happening in our society, in our culture, over these years, we see that, according to John Paul II and Pope Benedict, that we live in the midst of a culture of death. The Holy Father wrote about that in his incredible encyclical called The Gospel of Life, which he put out in 1995. And in this, he describes the society in which we live. And he talks about the challenges that we face as Catholics, as Christians, and really any part of the world. And when we look at what's happening in our culture and throughout the world, we see that death is rampant, whether it be abortion, which since 1973 has taken the lives of between 1 million and 1.5 million babies each year in our country. Well over 50 million babies have lost their lives through abortion. That doesn't even include all the silent abortions that come about through the pill and other contraceptives, RU486 and other contraceptive abortifacients that are so prevalent in our society. And then we have the attack on innocent human life, the embryonic stem cell research, which has been going on for years. You have in our culture, just read the newspapers and you read about suicides and homicides. And then throughout our country, the growth of assisted suicide, euthanasia. See, life is under attack, as Father Carapi says, from the moment of conception until natural death. Life is under attack in our country. Then you read the papers and hear accounts of genocide that's been occurring in different countries throughout the world over the years. So the Holy Father says we live in the culture of death, but he says there is hope. There is great hope, and our hope, of course, is Jesus Christ. That is the only way in which we will be able to turn the tide and bring about the gospel of life, the good news of Jesus Christ. And we're so blessed that the Catholic Church really is the one that's promoting this more so than any other church, even though other churches have watered down their teachings on pro-life issues, on abortion, on contraception, on all these different issues. The Catholic Church alone remains steadfast in its teachings on respecting human life from the moment of conception until natural death. And the Holy Father in this booklet describes the remedy for all the evils, for all the ills of modern society, and that is Jesus Christ and his Holy Mother, our Blessed Mother. And we know that bringing people to the Eucharist, to Eucharistic adoration, will transform hearts, families, parishes, neighborhoods, states, countries, and the world as we bring people to Jesus in the Most Blessed Sacrament. We're very blessed to have our own Eucharistic Adoration Chapel, 6 days a week, 24 hours a day, where people come day and night to adore the Lord. And that is transforming lives. And that will bring about the gospel of life amidst this culture of death in which we live. The Holy Father talks about the importance of Eucharistic adoration, spending time before the Lord, as one of the most powerful means of promoting the gospel of life. And then, of course, the Holy Father talks about our Blessed Mother. Our Blessed Mother is the mother of the way, the truth, and the life. So Mary is the mother of life because she gave us Jesus Christ. She carried Jesus in her womb for 9 months. And whenever we pray the Hail Mary, the Holy Rosary, 50 times we pray, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb." The fruit of the womb is a blessing. It's not a burden or a curse or a punishment. It is a blessing from Almighty God. And when people pray their rosary, they meditate upon the Annunciation of how God himself became a little tiny human life in the womb of our Blessed Mother, and she carried Almighty God in her womb for 9 months. Then at the Visitation, she went and visited Elizabeth. Jesus was only less than a week old in Mary's womb. Elizabeth had John the Baptist in her womb. He was 6 months old, and he leapt for joy because the Messiah was there. This unborn baby recognized the presence of the Messiah in the womb of Our Lady. So the Rosary is the most powerful pro-life prayer we can imagine. But then, of course, the first and most important way in which we can promote the gospel of life is prayer and fasting, as I mentioned, Eucharistic adoration, the rosary, fasting, commitment to Christ. That's going to be the most important way in which we turn the tide, is through prayer and fasting, because as the Bible says, certain evils can only be driven out by prayer and fasting. But of course, we have to act as well. And this means, of course, voting for pro-life politicians that can help change our laws to respect and protect human life at every stage. It means being a witness to Christ by showing up at the March for Life every January 22nd. Today, this afternoon, we have a very wonderful opportunity to attend the Life Chain. We'll gather and pray the rosary at 1:45 up here at the intersection of Linton Hall Road and 29. We'll pray the rosary, and then we will just be silent witnesses to the Holocaust that is taking place in our society, far worse than what happened in Nazi Germany with millions of people killed under Hitler. This is far worse. This is over 50 million innocent human lives taken, and over a million each year continue to lose their lives. So we merely stand there for an hour praying silently and holding pro-life signs and praying for all those who pass by. The Life Chain, such a easy and yet powerful way to witness to the sanctity of human life. Then the most effective way we have coming up in our diocese, the 40 Days for Life, where each parish will be assigned 2 days to get volunteers to stand outside an abortion clinic on the sidewalk and silently just pray the rosary. And it's amazing, last time this was done, just in our area alone, we know that over 80 babies had their lives saved just by having somebody praying outside the clinic. People drove up and they turned around. And later on, we found that over 80 babies had their lives saved just because of that. And that doesn't include all the ones throughout the country where this occurs as well. All the thousands of lives that are saved through this 40 Days for Life. We're very blessed in Virginia to now have our pro-life license plates that say, "Choose Life." I'm very privileged that one of our parishioners, Ken Cuccinelli, was instrumental and getting approval for that in our own state, in the Commonwealth of Virginia. And we certainly want to fill our parking lot and to fill all of Virginia with Choose Life license plates, a very powerful reminder of the sanctity of all human life. And so lastly, the Holy Father has a beautiful passage in here showing that God is a God of mercy, and God is a God of forgiveness, and God is a God of love. And that those who have made the wrong choices in the past can come back to God and be forgiven and to be healed in mind, body, and soul from previous choices against human life. And it's beautiful to see the conversion testimonies of men and women that have chosen abortion in the past or chosen sins against human life in the past that have now been converted by God's grace. They've come back and made a beautiful confession and have gone on Project Rachel retreats and Rachel Vineyard retreats and have been made whole again and restored to God's grace and now living lives of holiness and repentance. So it's so beautiful to see that. So today on this Respect Life Sunday, we ask St. Gianna's intercession for all of our families, for each one of us, that we'll be true heralds of life in the midst of the culture of death. God bless you.